WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Come Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're anything like me, you've probably had a week that felt like a runaway roller coaster. One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into the abyss of stress and overwhelm. Am I right? But guess what? That's life. It throws curveballs, it tests us, and sometimes it feels like we're just trying to hang on for dear life. But here's the kicker. Those moments of struggle, those inevitable bumps in the road, they actually have the power to make us stronger. Today, we're diving into building resilience through adversity. Because let's be honest, a little grit goes a long way. Now, resilience isn't about being invincible or pretending that bad things don't happen. It's about learning how to bounce back from those setbacks, how to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Think of it like this. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You wouldn't just go out there expecting to win without any preparation, right? You train your body, build endurance, and learn how to push through fatigue. Resilience is kind of like that mental and emotional training, preparing yourself for the inevitable challenges life throws you away. So, what are some key takeaways? First off, recognize that adversity is a part of life. It's not something to be feared or avoided, but rather a chance to grow and learn. Think about it. Every obstacle you overcome makes you more capable of handling future challenges. Secondly, cultivate a growth mindset. This means seeing setbacks as opportunities for learning and improvement instead of dwelling on failures. You know that saying, failure is just feedback. It's so true. Embrace those moments of what could I do differently next time, and use them to fuel your progress. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone faces setbacks. It's not about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself during the journey. Imagine you're talking to a good friend who's going through a tough time, what would you say? Would you berate them for their mistakes or offer words of encouragement and support? Treat yourself with that same level of compassion. Fourthly, build strong connections with others. We are social creatures, after all. Having a supportive network of friends and family can make a world of difference when things get challenging. Remember, you don't have to go through it alone. Share your struggles, lean on those who care about you, and celebrate your victories together. And lastly, remember the power of perspective. Sometimes, stepping back and looking at things from a different angle can help us gain clarity and find solutions. When you're feeling overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths, try to calm your mind, and ask yourself, is this really the end of the world? Or what's one small step I can take to move forward? Changing your perspective can shift your entire experience. Think about that time you faced a major challenge. Maybe it was a difficult breakup, a career change, or even just a particularly stressful week at work. How did you cope? Did you crumble under pressure, or did you find ways to bounce back stronger than before? Maybe there were moments when you felt like giving up, but something inside you kept pushing you forward. That's resilience in action. Now, let's say you have a big presentation coming up and your palms are sweating just thinking about it. You start to feel anxious, doubting yourself, replaying all the potential what-if scenarios in your head. You know what? It happens to everyone. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, try this. Visualize yourself delivering that presentation with confidence and ease. Imagine yourself owning the stage, engaging the audience, and feeling a sense of accomplishment. By shifting your focus from fear to possibility, you can actually influence your outcome. So, remember, building resilience is a continuous journey. It's about embracing challenges, learning from setbacks, and cultivating a mindset that allows you to thrive even in the face of adversity. This isn't just some abstract concept, it's about living a more empowered, fulfilling life. Ready to level up your resilience? Take a moment right now to think about one small step you can take today to build your own resilience. Maybe it's practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes, reaching out to a friend for support, or simply challenging that negative thought that pops into your head. Whatever it is, commit to taking action. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. Let's spread the message of resilience together. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until then, keep calm, stay strong, and remember you are capable of amazing things. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.